Right, so this deep dive, when this landed in my inbox, I got to say, my eyebrows shot up a little bit.
Yeah.
Unrealized gains tax on Warren Buffett. Like, that's a headline.
It's kind of a mind bender, right? You know, we often talk about these hypothetical tax policies like in this big picture way.
Right.
But the Taba Fund, which is an investment firm, said, let's get down to brass tacks and see how a 25% unrealized gains tax would have actually hit Warren Buffett.
Okay, so like, I don't have the tax code memorized or anything.
Sure.
Can we break down, like, how would this unrealized gains tax even work? Because it's not like when you sell stock and pay taxes, right? It's different.
Totally different. So usually you only pay taxes on what you gain when you sell an asset, right? When you actually realize those gains. But an unrealized gains tax, hence the name, taxes those gains before you even sell, almost like it's income or something.
So like the government sends you a tax bill just because your investments went up, even though you didn't sell anything. Basically,
paying rent.
I was going to say.
On a house of your own.
Perfect analogy. Yeah. And to really grasp how big this could be, Voltava Fund used Warren Buffett's 1965 purchase of Berkshire Hathaway stock as the example. They basically imagined this alternate reality where that tax exists and Buffett's living with it his whole career.
Oh, wow. So we're talking Berkshire Hathaway. This isn't some like, you know, penny stock that blew up overnight. This is decades of steady growth. Exactly. And here's where it gets wild. Their analysis found that instead of Buffett being worth an estimated $271 billion today, he'd only have $15.6
billion. Hold up, $15.6 billion. That's going to be what, like a 95% drop?
Yeah.
That's like having the blueprints for a rocket ship and only being able to afford a tricycle.
It's a huge difference, and it really just highlights how much this type of tax policy could impact how wealth grows over time, especially for people who hold on to assets for a long time. Imagine the pressure of constantly needing cash just to pay those yearly tax bills.
Okay, but we are talking about Warren Buffett here. Even with this made-up tax, he's still a billionaire.
Mm.
So why should the average person even care about this?
That's fair, but think of it this way. If someone like Warren Buffett, who's famous for his long-term investing strategy, is seeing his wealth hypothetically shrink like that because of this tax, what kind of message does that send to regular investors?
You're right. It's not just about the super rich then. It's about how this could scare away anyone who wants to build wealth over time.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder, would a tax like this make people avoid long-term investing? Would they switch to riskier short-term stuff just to avoid those yearly taxes? And what would that do to the entire market?
So it's not just how much money the government could get. It's how this tax could totally change how investing works.
Exactly. And beyond just individual investors, there's even bigger economic impacts to think about. This is where Voltava Fund's whole idea of fiscal dominance comes in.
Fiscal dominance. It kind of sounds like the title of like a Bond villain's evil plan.
Yeah.
Like a government's just going to take over the economy.
Right. It can feel that way. So basically, Voltava Fund is talking about this situation where government spending, which would be fueled by taxes, like this unrealized gains tax, right? That becomes the big driving force in the economy, like maybe even bigger than what central banks do.
So instead of like the central banks using interest rates to keep things kind of steady, it's all about how much the government's spending.
Yeah, pretty much. And Voltava Fund brings up some interesting points about how that could even affect innovation and growth. They compare it to how countries compete to get investment and talented people. Their point is that if you're too aggressive with taxes, you might scare away the people you want.
It's like trying to get the best cooks to work at your restaurant. You don't do that by offering them low pay and bad hours.
Exactly. Voltava Fund is saying a better way is to make it easier for wealth to be created, you know, less taxes, less regulations, that kind of thing. And that could actually lead to more investment, more innovation, more prosperity for everyone.
That makes sense. And it all kind of ties back to Voltava Fund's own investing style. Like, they're all about thinking long term and being able to adapt if the economy changes. Sounds like they're getting ready for a future where the rules of the game are totally different.
For sure. And that focus on adapting that makes even more sense when you think about how people might try to avoid this unrealized gains tax if it ever happened.
Because let's be real. If there's a new tax, people with money are going to look for ways around it, right?
Of course. It's just human nature. We've seen it before with things like estate taxes and capital gains taxes. People with a lot of money, they often have the means and the motivation to make their investments so they pay the least amount of taxes possible.
So you could end up in this weird situation where this unrealized gains tax, even if it has good intentions, it ends up mostly affecting people who don't have the money or the knowledge to get around it. And the super wealthy, you just sidestep the whole thing.
It's a real concern. It shows how important it is to not just think about what we want a policy to do, but also what it might do that we don't want, and how it actually gets put into practice really matters.
It's complicated. But we've been talking a lot about the downsides of an unrealized gains tax. Is there anything good about it? What about the arguments for it?
Oh, there are definitely arguments for it. A lot of people who support an unrealized gains tax talk about wealth inequality as the main reason why it's needed. They say the way things are now, unrealized gains, which mostly help the wealthy, aren't taxed for years, sometimes even decades, but wages, which is what most people rely on for income, those are taxed right away.
It's like saying, hey, if your investments are making money every year, even if you haven't like cashed in yet, shouldn't you be giving some of that back, just like someone with a regular paycheck does?
Exactly. It's about making things fairer when it comes to taxes. And some people say this could actually give the government a more steady and predictable income rate, which they could use for social programs, infrastructure even, things that help everyone.
Yeah, that's a strong argument for sure, especially with everyone talking about wealth inequality these days. But, and I think this is the big question, would it actually work the way they think it will?
$1 million question, right? Vitava Fund seems kind of skeptical, and honestly, they've got a point.
You make some good points. Like, how do you even put a value on stuff that's not publicly traded? Think about a private business, or art, or even like a vintage comic book collection. There's no stock ticker for that.
Exactly. And what about when the market takes a dive? Do people get money back from their taxes if their investments lose value? These are big questions with no easy answers. Vltava Fund seems to be saying, let's be careful before we make a huge change to the tax code.
Like they're saying, look, we get it. Inequality is a problem, and maybe there's a way to make things fairer, but let's not create a whole bunch of new problems while we're trying to fix the old ones.
Right. They want people to think more broadly. Consider those ripple effects, right? Those unintended consequences. Not just focus on getting more taxes right now.
So their thing is all about rolling with the punches as things change, but also being careful about what kind of change we're actually encouraging.
Exactly. They want us to really think about these complicated issues, question what we think we know, and have a real conversation about what kind of economic future we're actually trying to build.
Which is a great place to wrap up, I think.
Yeah.
We've gone from Warren Buffett's hypothetical tax bill to the possibility of governments taking the reins of the entire economy.
Right. Talk about a deep dive. We looked at the good and the bad of an unrealized gains tax. And we even touched on how Vltava Fund handles this always changing world of money. Think long term, be ready to adapt, and don't take anything for granted.
And as we sign off, we'll leave you with this. If this tax actually happened, how would you change your investing game? Would you go full Buffett and hold on tight, or would you rethink things? Something to think about as we all figure out what comes next.